Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's Thursday afternoon, which means it's nearly Bleed Friday. This is Scott. Hi, if you got your GCSE results today, I'm guessing you either need to be cheered up or you're absolutely fine. You just need some music to celebrate. Let me know how you did. It's 4:05. Thank you, Greg. Thursday means Dear Scott with the posh Radio 4 lady. And we've got a brilliant way of giving you some goosebumps later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sam in Oxford did good and is over the moon. Talking about GCSEs. Alice and Jess are celebrating tonight because they passed maths and they're getting a big Chinese in. Oh, Lush. Good work. Rosie Day did well. Ben in Dover. Oh, rubbish. Didn't do so well. Steve in Marlow. Not so well. Brendan in Oxford. Not so well. Listen, it doesn't matter. I did rubbish. Look where I am. I'm on Radio 1. It can happen. Follow your dream. Oh, my God.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just that everyone just gets so worked up about it. It's like it's not the end of the world, you know? Is it?
No, of course it's not.
All right, good. Right,
no,
it's 4:10.
Take them again in a couple of weeks' time. And
it's all going to be fine.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Everyone's like, you've been had. Bend over. Did he actually do well in his GCSEs? You've been had, Mills.
That was Ben in Dover.
That's what I said. So yeah. I didn't say Ben Dover. Ben in Dover did really well in his GCSEs today. That's it. It wasn't even a... It was a Ben in Dover. There was no mention of Ben Dover. All the text like, really, Scott? Ben Dover? No, I didn't say that. Anyway, Ben Dover fact for you.
Right, okay, good.
Ben Dover is actually the dad of the eldest child in Outnumbered in real life, which returns to BBC One next Friday at 9 p.m.
BBC Radio 1 podcast. Every day
I'm shuffling. Bit of a goosebump moment from the summer. LMFAO and Party Rock Anthem. That doesn't get Becky goosebumps and makes her go, whoa! Because we were on the outdoor stage at Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle with Vernon Kay when he was doing his shuffle, video still online, and he was slipping and sliding all over the place and we thought he was going to stack it. He was that close to it. Coming up, we're going to test how and what will give you goosebumps. We're going to take it to the limits. Mode Step and Dear Scott coming up. Now, here's the thing. I was on my road earlier today and there was a group of kids on their BMX bikes. And next to that group of kids was an older gentleman. Now, before everyone goes, oh, stop being ageist, I myself am far too old to do this, okay? But this guy was about, I would say, 45, 50. With his mate, he was probably, I don't know, 30. Seriously? Get off your BMX. You're 50 years old. Help me out. Does anyone ever see this? What's the cut-off point for a BMX?
Well, I'm 24.
See, I think that's too old, is it? Or are you on the cusp?
Really? I've never been too old for something I didn't think.
Well, welcome to my world.
This is saying more about your personal issues than about this man on his BMX.
But clearly too old for it.
I think you can do whatever you want whenever you want.
It looks ridiculous.
But it looks more odd for some people to be doing it. I think if he was 70...
He was bald.
But if he was 70, you'd say he was cool. You'd be like, oh, look at that old guy on the
BMX.
That's
true. It's like
he's got a talent, like an 85-year-old on a unicycle. You're like, whee!
That is true, because when you see... there's like old people in clubs. There's a really famous guy that goes to space in Ibiza all the time. And everyone's like, whee, check out the old guy. And he's probably like 80. And everyone thinks that's really cool. But if it was like 50, 60, maybe you wouldn't think it was so cool. So maybe if you go around on a BMX when you're 80, 85, that becomes fine again. There's just a bit in the middle where it's not as cool.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Podcast. People are pointing out that Tony Hawk's is 51. That's a good point. Okay, good. I'm getting a lot of grief now for my thoughts on people on BMXs. Just what I think. You'd have to agree. Chris in Bournemouth's been on. He says, I have the same issue with guys over 25 on skateboards. Just grow up and buy a car. Dear Scott is coming up with the Posh Radio 4 lady. We'll do some of these after 5 o'clock. But here's one for now.
Hi. I've been trying to find a song you played, but can't anywhere. It was the two guys singing like a love song about meeting the perfect girl in a park, but it turned out to be the same girl. If you could email to let me know, that would be great. It's been bugging me, as it was so funny. Scott joked about doing it with the Hoff, but said he would never remember the words. Cheers,
the song,
Ryan.
The song, Ryan. It was this that we played when we were doing Moyles' show a couple of weeks back.
So you're not thinking what I'm thinking. No, because you're thinking I'm thinking what you're thinking.
So I hope that helps. It's We're Both in Love with a Sexy Lady. That's the name of the track.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 is giving you goosebumps all this week. We are looking at those special moments that Radio 1 has brought you in 2011 so far. There's been loads, and we're just looking back this week over the year so far, the moments that make you go, ugh. And this weekend, we're going to give you even more goosebump moments at Reading and Leeds, which you will hear on Radio 1 all weekend. You'll see it on the red button on BBC 3 and on loads on the website as well. It all starts off with Chris Moyles from Leeds tomorrow morning on The Chris Moyles Show. Now, yesterday, Pounder went out onto Stupid Street, Gary Pounder, and gave people goosebumps. We still don't know how he did it, but they did seem to like it.
Yeah.
You can get goosebumps in lots of different ways, though, can't you? I mean, obviously, live music does it for a lot of people.
Yeah, speeches.
Speeches. Have you ever got it from watching TV? I have.
Oh, I did get goosebumps in the last series of Gossip Girl. There was an amazing use of Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah.
When, I don't want to do a plot spoiler if people haven't seen it anyway.
But once again, that's music that does
that.
Yes,
it is. And it was like, I think Chuck and Blair just dancing on their own wouldn't have done it. But with the music as well, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I have to go around showing everyone.
It's not even necessarily what's happening or what the person's saying. Mm. It's the music that actually makes it. It makes those little hairs stand up on the back of your neck.
It's like when England went out in 96, Euro 96, and France 98, the penalties. And I remember they played Green Day, Time of Your Life. And that was emotional.
Would it have been as emotional without Green Day?
Probably in that case, yes, but it was way more.
It just adds that extra something, doesn't it?
Like on X Factor, it wouldn't give you the goosebumps as much if they didn't have the music. Because then it becomes properly emotional. I'd like to do a test. Everyone listening now, if you could stop what you're doing and pay full attention to Radio 1, because we are going to try and give you goosebumps right now, just to prove that with music, anything you say can give you goosebumps. I believe this. So, Chris, what have you got there?
Right, what I've got is I've got some instructions for some flat pack furniture.
Yeah.
dull as.
Yeah.
And most of it's in diagram form, so I've sort of had to interpret it myself and then write down step by step what's going on.
Oh, I had to build one of those once, or try, with a friend. And like, it's just stick men, basically.
Yeah.
And you have to follow the pictures.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they're not very helpful, but hopefully my instructions will be.
Are there no written instructions? It's just the stick men on pieces of paper.
Pictures. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's so hard.
But we've got some instructions now because I've written them down.
Okay.
So you're going to give us goosebumps with instructions?
Yeah. On how to build a bookcase, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. So if we add some music, everyone stop what they're doing and fully concentrate on Radio 1. Obviously, if you're driving a car, be careful. Thank you. Are we ready?
Yes.
Go for it, Chris. This will give you goosebumps. Let me know when it does. 81199.
Generic flat pack bookcase. You will need a flathead screwdriver, a Phillips head screwdriver, and a hammer. Get your mate to help. They will need a pencil behind their left ear. Do as the picture does. Do it on a rug. You don't want to break it. Step 1, screw twirly screws into twirly screw holes. Step 2, slide wooden shelves onto twirly screws. Step 3, secure with nuts. Step 4, stand up the shelf, insert small grey blobbly bits every few inches. shelves! At those shelves! Stand back and look at it! Put a book on it! Doesn't it look nice? Good work! Job done! Bookcase!
Bookcase! Wow, that was stirring and emotional. Yeah. Let me know, wherever you are, if that gave you proper goosebumps, if all the little hairs stood up on the back of your neck when you heard those instructions to the flat pack bookcase. Wow.
I think if I wasn't laughing and in a really, like, if I was just on my own,
yeah,
I think that would have worked for me.
That was pretty emotional.
Chris, reading it, how was it for you?
My voice hurts a bit, to be honest.
Add the shelves!
You did say go for it.
I did. Why did you just go... bookcase at the end?
I just couldn't think of anything else to say. Run out of instructions.
Podcast. Footy from Swindon's been on saying shivers went down my spine during that last bit. All hail the power of adding the shelves. Leanne off of Wales says no goosebumps, but respect to Chris for giving it so much emotion. In all fairness, no, the backing of Snow Patrol is so overused. All right, awesome. I didn't get goosebumps, but from now I have two flat pack instructions in this format, and that's brilliant. Laughing so much it hurts. Tammy in Cornwall got the goosebumps majorly. Pete in Derby, his bumps have never been more goosed.
Can you say that? Is that? Does that
I
work?
Think that's absolutely fine. Kirsty, on her long commute from work in Shaftesbury on the way home, says, I couldn't stop laughing because the actual hair on my arms did stand up when Chris shouted, add the shelves! It worked.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
After 5 o'clock, the Posh Radio 4 lady answers your emails on Dear Scott. Anything you want to know about the show? Anything you want to say to us? Anything random that's happened to you? This is where you let it all out. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. That's my email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just want to say something. I was in Edinburgh last week, as you know, doing the Fun and Filth Cabaret. And I had lunch with a couple of mates one afternoon. And the meal was really nice. But as they were clearing away the plates, my mate goes, compliments to the chef. Now, I didn't think people still do that anymore, but I'm going to start doing that every time. I just thought it was quite funny. Do you ever do that?
Well, if the food's good.
It's like my dad would do that. Compliments to the chef. This guy's like 23. No?
It's nice if he enjoyed it.
It's just a bit... You were there, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you also lolled?
Yeah, it's a bit old.
It's yeah, compliments to the chef. I might try it again.
You should bring it back.
Shall we bring it back?
Yeah, bring
right,
it back.
If you're going out to dinner tonight, right, let me know about this tomorrow. Even if the meal was rubbish, just say, compliments to the chef, and see what they say back. Because the waiter was kind of freaked out by it. It was like, oh, all right, well, thanks. Yeah, cheers.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Sup, guys? This is Scott. I was just being one of those people that works in those really dark clothing stores, which, when you go in, makes you feel like a nightclub, and you feel honoured to be in there because everyone's beautiful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sup, guys? That's what they always say when you go in. Sup.
Is it?
Sup.
They don't have any clothes big enough for me.
You know the shop I'm talking about, right?
I do, yeah.
They never let me in. There's always a queue.
Why is there always a queue? Seriously?
It's because if they let so many people, it's probably like some weird health and safety thing where because it's so dark in there, they have to monitor how many people are in there in case someone just gets lost.
I get what they're trying to do, but actually the amount of beautiful people that work there kind of makes me feel insecure and I kind of want to leave as quickly as possible.
Mm.
Just me? No.
No, I think, yeah.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, the Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out the stuff you've been saying this week.
Dear Scott, do you think Becky sounds like Mousy off of Bodger and Badger when she gets all high-pitched? Ha ha ha. Love you, Gabriella.
Well, let's...
That's amazing.
Yes.
Let's find out.
I don't even need to hear her, I know.
Here is Mousy from Bodger and Badger.
Guess what? It's dusting day. So I pour out some dust. I brush off all the dust.
Oh, my God, it's the same.
That's amazing.
Actually the same. That is well spotted.
Of all the people I've been compared to so far, I think Mousy is probably my favourite.
It's when you lose it, when you laugh, you sound like this.
Guess what? It's dusting day. So I pull out some dust. I brush.
That's brilliant. Well observed. That's my favourite Dear Scott for a while.
Dear Sir Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, TOTDS and the rest of the team. I recently attended a networking event at my university and there was a buffet table. Well, my friends and I were feeling slightly mischievous at this event and thought it would be fun to place crisps from the buffet table onto the shoulders of people deep in the networking zone. We'd then take a photo and wait to see how long the crisp would survive for. It's incredibly addictive and quite a contagious little rascal. We've labelled this activity crispin and have crisped many people at barbecues, train stations and other social gatherings. We've yet to make a crisp tower upon someone's shoulder, but maybe you could try this at the next BBC social gathering and feel the joy fill up from within. I can't wait to hear how the crispin went, smiley. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, I really want to crisp people now.
You can't just go crisping randomers at train stations, though.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
It's fun.
This is the sort of thing, do you know who we could easily get with this? The one that doesn't speak. When he's sat there at his desk, like, editing, and he's so into it.
You could crisp him for hours. You could have, like, a whole crisp tower on his shoulders.
You could get at least 6 or 7 on his shoulder before he even batted an eyelid.
He would not even know about it. Should we try it at some point? I can't fancy...
Well, he doesn't know. He's back from holiday week after next.
I just fancy trying it in public.
What,
you're
just
going to
do it on random people?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
I'll try it on the train home.
Yeah, just crisp people.
Take a photo.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Next.
Dear Scott and the lesser people on your show, winking smiley, only joking. I was listening to your show when you were discussing the faces people pull in certain situations, and I have another one for you. After listening to one of my favourite shows on Radio 1, Screamin' Benga's In New DJs We Trust, there's a plug for you, Radio 1 bosses will be happy with me. They mention the bass face. This is the face you pull when listening to extreme bass, preferably in a dubstep song. For an example of this, listen back to last Thursday's In New DJs We Trust at 47 minutes and 25 seconds in, where they mention the bass face and play a good example where the bass face is needed. Oh yes, and turning your sub up will increase the bass face. Lots of love, Andy from Wolverhampton.
Now, we've been talking about different faces for a while on this show. There's massage face, which is like... And
this works really well on the radio.
I know you can't see me, but you can imagine. Think about when you're having a massage. That. Then there was... What were the others?
Spoons?
That was the face that the guy pulled when he got ID'd for buying plastic spoons at a pound shop.
Imagine the face.
It's like a kind of inquisitive, like,
What?
Spoons?
And now there's bass face. Off of Scream and Benga. This is their show last week, listen.
This one, Cokie, Mid-June Madness. Have you heard this?
No, it's going to be mental.
It's mental. Everyone get your bass faces on.
It's a new one. It's bass face.
Everyone get your bass faces on.
I don't like yours. Both your bass faces are really wrong. I don't like it. It's really aggressive.
Bass face.
It's like squashed up nose and mouth and like...
Mental.
It's like dirty music,
yeah,
isn't it?
Dirty, angry music face. Bass face. I like that. Thanks, Screamin' Benga, for introducing us to bass face. Next.
Hello. Wondering if you can let me know how I would go about buying a personalised signed photo of Scott for my boss, who is obsessed. Thanks, Robin.
Just ask me and I'll do one.
What? How much are you selling them for?
Oh, no, I was going to do it for free. Oh,
I could earn some money out of this, then.
You really couldn't. Have you seen the ones on eBay?
Like, have you got pictures of you on eBay?
There have been some before.
How much?
It's like 10p.
49p?
10p, no bidders.
Really?
So, yeah, really.
Oh, it reminds me of... was it your mate's friend who used to do, like, the Jeremy Kyle cushions?
Yeah.
They were good. Have you ever... You're not that sort of level of celeb yet, are you, though?
No.
You get, like, a... Scott Mills pillowcase or a Scott Mills apron.
This was a while ago. One of my friends, his mate, a girl, makes quite a lot of money out of making cushions. She does them in her house, so she works from home. Making cushions with Jeremy Kyle's face on. And they... you laugh.
Brilliant.
But
she's
that's
loaded.
She's loaded. That's her biggest selling product. So a lot of people in their houses, probably the same people that go on the
the show.
Special type of person. Have cushions on their sofa with Jeremy Kyle's face on. Think about it. But you're right, I haven't got to that level yet, so I'll do it for free. Just send me an email and I'll sort it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email for anything, any more inquiries, anything you want to know, anything you want to tell us on Dear Scott. We'll have more after six.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1
podcast. Talking about this earlier. My mate last week when we went out for lunch went, compliments to the chef, which I haven't heard anyone say for a long time. I've got my mum staying tonight and tomorrow night. I think she's cooking tea this evening. So I'm going to be like,
you're not taking her out for dinner?
No.
She comes to stay with you?
Took her out for lunch. It's enough. I'm going to go, compliments to the chef, when she's cooked tonight. Wherever you're having your dinner tonight, it can be at home, maybe your mum's cooking, maybe your girlfriend's cooking, your boyfriend, maybe going for some fried chicken or a dirty burger. When they hand it over, just go, compliments to the chef, and see what occurs. I really want to know what they say.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I know that you don't say compliments to the chef until after the meal. You don't say it before because you don't know, do you, like, whether it's going to be nice or not. Kerry from Swansea's been on. Was just getting that fried chicken that starts with K and ends in C and said compliments to the chef at the window. Got looked at like a weirdo. I like it. Do you have to say it in that stupid voice, Scott? Says Jade from Halifax. Not necessarily. Just say it in your own voice. That's my voice. Deal with it. Someone else has just done it at a certain burger restaurant. The King one. And also got a weird look. That was Steve in Ashford.
Bad just news, though.
Try it tonight. What?
I've got bad news.
What?
Well, Jamie in Glasgow's been on. He says he works as a waiter and people say it a lot, but he never passes it on. He says, I've yet to pass these compliments on, if I'm honest. I just nod and smile.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so the chef's getting none of it.
So the chef never receives the compliments that people give?
No.
Mind you, think about it. You wouldn't, would you?
Yes, you would.
You wouldn't.
You would, though.
I wouldn't go out to the kitchen and go, oh, chef, by the way, table four said compliments to you.
No, you'd go like, oh, really lush.
I think if I was a waiter, I would just nod and smile and go, yeah, yeah. But you would never actually get to the chef thinking about it, would it?
You would.
You wouldn't.
You would, though.
So it's actually a waste of time saying it.
You can't have done an hour and a half telling people to say compliments to the chef and then all of a sudden change your mind.
No, I like, I still want people to say it because I like it, but the fact that they ever get passed on is probably not true.
No, but from now on, now that people have heard this, chefs all around the UK can ask the waiters how many compliments they received that night.
Do you see absolutely, what I mean? You see? So we're bringing it back. We're actually making it better for the chefs.
Podcast.
We are reliving those goosebump moments that we've given you so far this year. All this week, leading up to Reading and Leeds this weekend, which you'll hear all on Radio 1. You can watch it on the website, on the red button, and on BBC 3. There's loads going on this weekend. And for me, one of the goosebump moments of the year so far was at the end of March this year, when we went to Trinity School in Carlisle, and we were honoured to announce the big weekend lineup for this year. Now, we knew we had a brilliant lineup, but to actually, for the first time, be able to announce it one by one, announce each act one by one in front of loads of excited kids in Carlisle was so, so brilliant. Because obviously we knew who it was going to be, but just to get that instant reaction was brilliant. And I also left a really long pause. Dermot O'Leary would have been proud of me.
So, it is time to officially reveal where we are right now and where BBC Radio 1's big weekend is this year. Over the weekend of Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of May, we are bringing the UK's biggest ticketed music festival to
everyone's looking at their watch. Come on, Mills. Feels really long, doesn't it? Yeah. I love it. Oh, my God.
Carlisle!
Yes!
I will reveal the whole lineup very soon.
We're in Carlisle for the big weekend 2011.
Oh, lush. You see, I've got the little hairs again. Like, ah, that was really exciting,
wasn't
it?
They didn't stop cheering for, like, the whole of that song.
I know. And then, like, when we announced all the acts one by one, it was such excitement. So that, for me, I've got it again now. I've got that little... You know, when you get a little bit cold around the neck area, like someone's been blowing on your neck.
It was wicked when KTB was there as well. And she was like, come on, Trinity.
Come on, Trinity.
And all the kids... It was weird, like, because all the kids were kind of up on the chairs going, woo, like, not sure whether they should dance or not. And teachers were like, should we make them get down or not? It was like this weird kind of thing. KTB's on stage like, come on.
Come on. Don't worry about the teachers. Get up. Get up. Get up. And they're thinking, okay, the teacher, this is not a weird... This
it's
is
like,
a weird situation.
It's our assembly hall.
Yeah. This is normally where we do assembly. KTB's telling us to get up. Am I allowed to? Does Sir want me to?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Hello, if you got your GCSE results today, you're either celebrating right now or feeling a little bit fed up. Listen, it's all going to be fine. And make sure you listen to The Surgery on Sunday night with Aled on Radio 1 because it's an exam GCSE special. But don't worry about it if you didn't do so well. There are options. Go on the website as well. There's loads of stuff on there. bbc.co.uk/radio1. But I hope you did it right today. Hannah in London got actual... goose pimples when we played that long drone again when we announced it was Carlisle. It was like she'd never heard it before. I know. Also, Joe in Wales got them as well. See? Providing loads today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Flora.
Hi.
Where are you, please?
Bristol.
What's going on in Bristol today?
Me and Katie have just been to Sainsbury's and we're making cupcakes with One Direction based on.
You're making One Direction cupcakes?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that work, please? How do you make a One Direction cupcake?
Well, we bought loads of icing and we just printed out their faces and, yeah, we're just putting that.
Right, what made you decide to do this, apart from being massive fans?
We were in WH Smith and we just bought this One Direction magazine and... We felt like making some cakes, so...
Which one looks best at the moment?
We've only done Harry so far, because he's our favourite.
Okay, so you've done a Styles cupcake, but no
one
else.
Yeah,
yeah. They might be listening, and they might be a little bit freaked out that you're doing cupcakes right now, but I think it's fine.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. So you're making a normal...
sound amazing.
A normal cupcake, but you've just cut out the head of one of One Direction from the magazine and put it on the top.
No. We've, like, traced the outline.
Yes!
No!
And then we're filling it in with icing.
Amazing. That's even better. I thought you just printed it out.
No.
This is brilliant.
You've actually done tracing of their faces.
Yeah.
That is massive effort.
I know.
Fair. Can we get a picture, please?
Can you send us a picture, please, to 81199?
Yeah, sure.
I want to see him. We might put it on our Facebook, if that's all right.
Oh, okay.
I think the world needs to see the Harry Styles cupcake.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Love you, bye.
Love you,
bye. BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Ah, lush, this music means it's nearly Friday. It's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady, with your views.
Dear Scott and the team, was recently on the site For Orchestra by Walt Ribeiro that you played songs from a while back, where I found new songs like LMFAO Party Rock Anthem, which is amazing. Just thought I'd let you know. Love you from Danielle XX.
This is Walt Ribeiro, who we first discovered when he did a kind of classical version of Rebecca Black's Friday, which we play quite a lot. And he's got this website and he just does like current songs, but in a classical style. Check this. They're properly done as well. Shake that. Love it. Love the Walt Ribeiro. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, TOTDS, and whoever else may be roaming around. I had quite a predicament while off on my holidays last week. I was on the beach and accidentally fell asleep, resulting in an array of sunburn.
Oh.
So later that day, I coated all the sunburn in aftersun, and the next day, I woke up to find something horrendous had occurred. Instead of being red, I had turned orange. At first I thought that the aftersun had worked really quickly, but when I actually read the aftersun bottle, I saw the daunting phrase, with a hint of self-tan.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it was far too late to do anything about it, so I just walked around looking like I had some weird skin problem for a week.
Welcome to my life.
Oh well, at least it left a lasting impression. Toby, off of Nuneaton.
Oh, that's all right, Toby. With a hint of tan.
Well, loads of them do it now, don't they? Mm. And it's quite difficult to tell sometimes which one you've bought. Because you do slather it on, don't you?
Why would you have after sun with a hint of tan? Well, surely the idea of it is just to kind of soothe your sunburn, bring it down, stop it looking so red, not orange. That's kind of weird. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, the one that doesn't speak, and anyone else. I have a dilemma about your show, and this is it. Should I listen to your podcast or to your live shows? Good points about podcasts. All the best bits are included. They're good to listen to in bed, and they're a good length. Bad points about podcasts. You don't get to hear all of the show. You don't get to hear the music. You don't get all the funny bits. Good points about live shows. They have everything. You get to listen to the music, and there are more funny bits. Bad points about live shows. There are some bits that you miss. Please, please help me make a decision, because I cannot listen to both. This dilemma has made me... I wonder if the PR4L could shout this word. Angry! Thank you very much. I was wondering if you could do a shout-out to Natalie, Rosie, Lydia and Grace. Also, could you include this on the podcast, as I don't know whether I'll be listening to you live or not. Smiley. As you, Scott, would say, love you, bye, winking smiley. Laura, off of Worcestershire.
Laura, this is a common problem for our listeners.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, enjoy the live show. You know what I mean? 3 hours,
enjoy
it's all
the
good.
Boob.
And then do the podcast a couple of weeks later.
What, and then relive it?
And relive it, yeah.
Yeah, do both.
Well, she says you can't do both, because then sometimes she ends up listening to the same thing.
Well...
No, but a couple of weeks later, she's forgotten about it enough that she can enjoy the podcast all over again, say, before she's going to sleep.
See, I like people listening to the live show because you get all the music and... But then sometimes you can't listen all the time. And a lot of people take our free downloads and podcasts on planes when they go on holiday. They listen while they're by the pool. They use it as a sleeping aid to get to sleep at night. A lot of people do that.
That's what you do, isn't it?
No, I had this on Twitter the other night.
I love this.
I was like, hi to everyone that's listening to our podcast while they're trying to sleep, and it made it sound like I was, and that would just be weird. I would listen to my own voice to try and sleep. Actually, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. But I'm saying live show, podcast, equally good. And Chris is right. Listen to it a couple of weeks later, you won't remember. Next!
Dear Scott, Baxter, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, PR4M... and Ollie Mers, if he's there.
He's not.
When you were recently talking about a pie burger, it got me thinking, is there such a thing as a deep-fried pie? The answer turned out to be no, so I commissioned my local fish and chip shop to provide me with one. Once chip shop Gary's shock at my strange request wore off, he proceeded to batter and deep-fry a chicken and mushroom pie for me. It was absolutely delicious. Johnny Fresh, 5'10", Dartford.
Thanks for the height details. I like it that people put in not just their age, but their height now as well. 5'10". Thanks, Johnny Fresh. A deep fried pie sounds like an absolute heart attack on a plate. But it's probably lush.
It does sound good.
But it's already a pie, so it's already bad. And then you fry it deeply.
There's nothing that can't be made better by frying it, though.
You're a deep fried pie.
You're a pie burger.
You're a mixed grill. Okay, this is weird.
You look like you enjoy a buffet.
Can you deep fry a pizza?
Yes, they do them in Scotland.
Do they?
Yeah.
I love that you can get everything deep fried in Scotland. Yeah. It's one of the other things I love about it.
I wish I'd never, ever tried a deep fried Mars bar. I really wish I'd never tried it.
Do you remember that? It was at the Edinburgh Festival last year.
I think I ate 4 back to back, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Have a glass of water and you can get through more. Like, you think you can't take any more, and then you have a bit of water and you're like, yeah, I can do another one.
I was saying about this in the pub the other day, and I was trying to explain to people how actually delicious they are.
Oh,
and they're like,
gorgeous.
No, it sounds disgusting.
No,
sounds
it's like the best profiterole or like something like melted chocolate.
Have you indulged in this, Chris?
I haven't done it yet.
And you were in Edinburgh last week as well and you didn't do it. It's a
Should've
must.
Should have done it.
You'll regret it. Anything else you want to know, anything else you want to say, send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. PR4L will read it out next week on Dear Scott, innit?
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
So it's all about Reading and Leeds this weekend on BBC Radio 1. Hugh will be there covering it live. You'll see it all on BBC 3, on Red Button, and also streaming on the Radio 1 website. So Reading and Leeds here, and over on BBC Radio 1 Extra, they are doing Carnival, which is this weekend in London. And they're doing this thing at the moment called How Long Can You Blow on 1 Extra, which is basically seeing how long you can blow a horn for. Listen.
That's a little carnival 2011.
How long can you blow?
Now, I think I'll be quite good at this.
Yeah.
Now, I found this.
You've got your carnival
this?
Horn. Well, yeah. it's more of a like a party horn thing.
Yeah, it's like...
It's just like ones you get at kids' parties.
Yeah. So I quite like to, because I think I've got a good blow on me.
Yeah?
So I would quite like to go on this,
okay.
If that's all right.
Before you do it, I've been told you just need to fill out a form, the fitness to participate form.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
it's
name.
A party.
Hang on. No,
thing.
It says I've got to do it before you do it. So,
is this a health and safety form?
Yeah.
Who's given you this? 1 Extra?
Yeah.
To blow this really rubbish horn?
Yeah. Well, it won't take long.
Okay.
Okay, so name, Scott Mills. Yeah. Telephone number? Oh, don't read that out.
No.
Okay, date of birth?
I'd rather not say.
Well,
move on.
Roughly? No?
Move on.
Okay.
I'll fill that in
March.
After. Put March.
March.
Pardon?
94.
94, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever suffered from any of the following? Heart complaint?
No.
Asthma?
No.
Back injury?
No.
Allergy or phobia?
No.
No. Okay, if you've answered yes to another, no, you haven't. Are you pregnant?
No.
Breastfeeding?
No.
Any joint sprains recently?
Mm.
Muscle strain?
Not really.
No. Section 2, are you fit?
Yeah, fit as.
No, it doesn't mean like... No, like fit. It's like,
well,
I have to circle the number...
I wasn't calling myself attractive. I'm fit.
I have to circle the number of hours, brackets, that makes you slightly breathless that you do in a typical week in hours.
Yes.
Less than one, more than 10, or everything.
More than 10.
More than 10 type of exercise?
Oh, all sorts. Just put all sorts.
All sorts.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any form of physical activity that you would not suit? Football.
Yeah.
Okay, about your doctors.
Boring.
Can you just sign at the bottom?
Yeah, I'll just sign it.
Hang on, I've got another page. Oh, I've got to sign it now.
God.
Okay.
Serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, well, I had to do it. Otherwise
they gave you this form?
Yes.
All right, should I do it then?
Yeah.
Time this, Chris.
1 Extra. That's a little carnival 2011.
How long can you blow?
Now?
Okay.
How much was that? Wait,
are you serious? Do it properly after all that.
That's it.
I just did a whole two-page form. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. How long was it? Yeah.
Not very long.
Less than one.
How long?
0.9.
Podcast. Am I allowed to blow this again to give it one more go, or do I have to fill in another form?
No, once I've done the form, now you blow as many times as you want.
Well, I thought there might be another form.
No.
Health and safety rubbish. Oh, I can't even get anything out of it now.
You sound like Darth Vader.
Bit longer.
Doesn't count, though, because you didn't use the countdown.
What a load of rubbish. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Earlier, we spoke to some lovely listeners of ours called Flora and Katie. They're in Bristol, and they've been spending most of the day buying the ingredients and then getting home and making some One Direction cupcakes. They bought a magazine of One Direction, and they didn't just stick the faces on. They didn't just cut the magazine out. What they did was they actually traced the pictures to put them on the cupcakes. They've just sent us a picture, and we have now put it on the Scott Mills Facebook page. Let me have a look. It's blank. Can't see an actual thing. Oh my God, that's amazing. They've done all five now. The Harry Styles one is particularly good. Go and have a look on the Scott Mills Facebook at these brilliant cupcakes. Good work, Flora and Katie. I might actually tweet that picture.
You should.
So One Direction can see it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, if Scream and Ben were here now, they would be getting their bass faces on.
Everyone get your bass faces on.
To that track. Face. By the way, that is completely different to massage face. Massage face is more of a face of ecstasy. Bass face is when you hear some dirty bass, like that last track, and it's slightly angry with like a gnarled up nose and like you've really just smelt a pungent, evil fart. That's your bass face. Right, we're back tomorrow. Wonder Years, ready for the weekend, blah.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.